I come. I'm here live at the demonstration for CWA, and we're out in front of the Verizon building, and I'm here with one of our hosts running for first alderman, Larissa Thompson is out here. Larissa Thomas and Victor Mandoli is out here. The crowd is it's a pretty large crowd. It's about I would say a little more than 100, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they came equipped with a bagpiper. I was going to see if I could get him to play, but he stopped playing already.
And Philip, can you hear me?
Yeah.
What are the strikers? What are they trying to get out of this strike?
Well, clearly the union is looking for support, and the company Verizon made $21 billion with a B last year, and they paid no federal income tax, and they're trying to gut the workers' benefits and pay. And these are the workers that this company is built upon, and it's absolutely an outrage. So the union has formed a coalition with other unions in the Hudson Valley region. Certainly, the Democrats have turned out tonight. There's been a slew of Hudson Democrats and Columbia County Democrats that are here to show support for the union, because this is ridiculous for a mega corporation making billions of dollars to be gutting the pay and the benefits of the workers that their company was built upon is really an outrage. It's ridiculous, and we're here to show support.
All right, that's Victor.
Excited to be here, exactly for myself, because they are the backbone of the services that we utilize on a daily basis as part of our emergency, that's part of our phone, utilities, customer service, all the way down. And for a company that makes as much and is almost a monopoly, it's an outrage, and absolutely they should be ashamed and embarrassed in order to not support and take care of their workers. And that's why I'm out here to support that.
Okay, were you able to hear that over the clamor?
Yes, we can, yes.
Yeah, we got the cars are blowing their horns as they pass by. Now, the gentleman who's running for Congress, who just announced, Mr. Sanders, he's also here. Tom?
Yes, I hear you. Yes, you want to try to talk to him or?
Yeah, sure you can. And Joe Steiner is here. You're live on WGXC.
This is an honor. So what do you want me to say?
Tom, what's your question for the candidate?
Well, to ask him why he's out there at the Verizon protest.
What is your opinion on the why are you out here? And can you kind of reiterate what you told us before about labor?
So I'd love to. For the last 15 years, I've been organizing the Labor Day rallies in Dutchess County. I'm out here. I'm running for Congress against Chris Gibson because Verizon paid absolutely nothing in federal income taxes last year. On top of that, they made $10 billion in profits last year. They made $6 billion in profits the first half of this year alone, and they're trying to rip away $900 million in wages and benefits from the workers. There's 45,000 workers on strike right now, and because Verizon refuses to come to the table, and if you multiply 45,000 workers on strike times $20,000 they're trying to take away from each worker, that's $900 million. And they don't need to do that. And the only reason why there's anything left of the middle class in this country is because of the unions. And so, I'm running against Chris Gibson for Congress. He doesn't seem to care about any of this. We're going to be doing 10 Labor Day rallies. We're actually doing 6 on Monday, September 5th. We're going to be right in front of the Columbia County Courthouse at the Union Street in Hudson at 2 o'clock on Labor Day. We're going to have Virginia Martin, Peter Stoll, Lee Jameson, Victor Mandoya, Nick Haddad. The whole Columbia County Democratic infrastructure is going to be there, and so I urge people to come out. We're doing a Columbia County Labor Day rally in solidarity with all this. And again, Chris Gibson has also put Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and everything that working families need, he's put that on the chopping block, and that is not what the people of this country, that's not what the people of the 20th Congressional District want. You just take a look at the election that happened, the special election in the 26th District. Kathy Hochul is not supposed to win. But even in that supposedly conservative district, she won handily because the real Republican agenda, which unfortunately what Chris Gibson and Paul Ryan are about, is ripping away Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid for our elderly and disabled. And listen, there was a poll that came out in March of this year, NBC News, Wall Street Journal poll, 81% of people in this country say that they want the federal budget tackled with taxing millionaires and billionaires more. So we're here in solidarity today with CSEA and Public Employees Federation. They're under attack, and we're doing Labor Day rallies all over. We're going to start out on Monday, September 5th at 9 in the morning, we're going to be in front of the Greene County Office Building on Main Street in Catskill. Then we're going to be in front of the Poughkeepsie Post Office in Dutchess County at 11 o'clock in the morning. That's my 16th annual Labor Day rally. Then 2 o'clock here in Columbia County at Hudson, right in front of the Columbia County Courthouse, 401 Union Street. And then 4 o'clock up in East Greenbush, in front of the East Greenbush Town Hall in Rensselaer. 5:30 p.m. we're going to be in front of the Saratoga Springs District Office of Chris Gibson, and 7:30 at night we're going to be in front of the Glens Falls City Hall. And then on the Thursday and Friday before that, we're going to be doing Labor Day events also, pre-Labor Day rallies in Otsego County, in Delaware County, in Washington County, and in Essex County. And it's all on Facebook. You just got to find me on Facebook, Joel Tyner, J-O-E-L-T-Y-N-E-R. My website, it's new, it's joelforcongress.org. And we're setting up the infrastructure right now, 1 year before the primary next year. It's all about the Real Majority. And I started the Real Majority Project 11 years ago, and we're setting up Real Majority Columbia, Real Majority Green, Real Majority Dutchess, Real Majority Rensselaer, and we're taking back our county government from the special interests that are pulling the puppet strings of Mr. Gibson.
And
okay.
Mr.
Did you get all of that?
Can I ask a question?
I know it was a mouthful. All right. What'd you say?
Can I ask one question? So, Mr. Tyner, can you tell us, it sounds like you're going to be quite busy, why you felt that the need to start the campaign so early, because it's not till 2012 that the election would be. So why did you get started with your announcement of challenging Chris Gibson last Friday?
Well, I tell you what, if you go to the website for the Center for Responsive Politics, it's a wonderfully informative website. It's opensecrets.org. And any of the 6 billion people on the planet can see who the real Chris Gibson is, and it's thousands upon thousands of dollars from the insurance industry, from Wall Street, from the bank, and he has the money advantage for right now, at least. Right now he has the money advantage. There's no time like the present. And if you just look at what's happened in the last month, obviously, where you see Social Security and Medicare put on the chopping block, I campaigned hard for Barack Obama, but we need to start sending a very strong message from the grassroots of this country, and it starts right here in Columbia County in the Hudson Valley, to the Democratic power structure and to the Republican power structure. Stop putting Social Security and Medicare on the chopping block. Stop capitulating to this Tea Party idiocy and start standing up for working families. I'll give you another poll. 67% of people in this country say the minimum wage should be $10 an hour. And, of course, Barack Obama was talking about that a few years ago. That was an ABC News Washington Post poll from last fall.
I think what he was trying to ask you was there a particular strategic reason why you started your campaign so early?
And what I'm saying is, if you go to opensecrets.org, Mr. Gibson, he has a lot of money from the special interest. And if we're serious about taking this country back, and if we're serious about taking the district back, there's no time like the present. And also, I'm starting to send a message to that so-called super committee, and the super Congress, which is really obviously anything but, that, hands off Social Security, hands off Medicare. It's bad enough as it is right now already, as Josh Holland of Alternet.org points out. There's $539 billion, with a B, $539 billion worth of cuts that are going to have to be implemented because the president capitulated, unfortunately, to the likes of Mr. Gibson a week or two ago. $539 billion in cuts to health care, to education, to environmental protection, as it is already. And that's even before the Super Congress, the Super Committee gets together to do their dirty work. So there's no time like the present for people to wake up. And I tell you what, Mr. Gibson's going to be at the town halls in Millerton, and all over the district. He's going to be in Millerton on August 23rd. I urge people to come out and ask some questions. You know, the Tea Party, they didn't roll over and play dead when Democrats had control of the White House and the Senate and the House. They did not roll over and play dead. Are we going to roll over and play dead? Or are we going to stand up and protect the American dream? And again, if you go to rebuildthedream.com, it's not just me. The Tea Party started a few years ago with 800 gatherings. July 17th this year, there were 1,600 RebuildTheDream.com gatherings. It's not just MoveOn.org. It's the AFL-CIO. It's SEIU. It's the Campaign for America's Future. It's the Center for Community Change. It's the most hopeful thing I've seen. I've been a community activist for 20 years. And people can go to RebuildTheDream.com. It's the simple, common sense stuff that progressives have been talking about for decades. And together we can do this. We can take back the 20th Congressional District. I urge people to go to JoelForCongress.org. You can call me on my cell phone directly, 845-444-0599, Joel Tyner, earthlink.net. Find me on Facebook. And again, come out, put this on your calendars. Monday, September 5th, Labor Day, we're doing 6 different Labor Day rallies all over the district in solidarity with our CWA and our IBEW brothers and sisters, in solidarity with CSEA and PEP, and in solidarity with anybody who gives a hoot about holding on to Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and the right to unionize with our brothers.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Steiner.
Thank you for having me.
Get back on?
Yes, got all that. That sounds great. Anything else to report?
Pardon me?
Do you have anything else to report?
Well, that's about it. We have Victor here. We have a couple of the people who are running for town super council. But that young lady has already left.
All right. Well, if you get any interviews, you can tape them and we can play them later. But thanks so much for calling in live from, you're in Greenport at in front of the Verizon store?
Right in front of the Verizon Wireless. I went inside to ask them if they had a statement from their company, and they said they didn't have it.
All right. All right. Thanks so much for helping out today, Philip, with that report.
Okay. All right.
All right,
Tom. Take care.
All right. Whoops, Philip Grant with that live report from Greenport, where the protest is going on. The Verizon strikers are protesting for higher wages, and you heard a little bit from Joel Tyner there, who just announced he's running for Congress, challenging Republican Chris Gibson from Kinderhook. And we also heard from Victor Mendola, the Hudson City Democratic chairman, and Larissa Thomas, who's running in the first ward. And they're outside the Verizon building on Fairport Avenue in Greenport. And you are listening to the WGXC Afternoon Show.